We are going to analyze, dissect, scrutinize, and celebrate the music we love. We are not journalists. We are not critics. We are just three rock fans talking about the music we love and the music we love to hate.
You know, maybe it's two of us that like something and the third doesn't, or one of us, you know, hates something.
Pat slapped me upside the head just for liking the Stones.
Gutting rock and roll like a pig and just seeing it for its insides, you know what I mean?
Let's disembowel it.
Our subject is in the midst of an age where rock and roll has pretty much disappeared.
And it was the old Giant Stadium, too. You know, from the opening notes of Shine On You Crazy Diamond, I thought that place was going to lift off the ground and fly away.
I don't know if Michael Jackson was a fraction of the talent that Prince was.
My parents were fucking clueless when it came to rock and roll. They lived the whole hippie club culture, the whole counterculture generation. They missed the whole thing. All they wanted to do was have me. I'm glad they did.
We're thinking of festivals!
No, but that's cool.
That doesn't count. No.
It absolutely counts.
Why?
So that was good. You know, Woodstock might not have been as fun as it sounds. You gotta take a shit. There's nowhere to go. Yeah. Oh my God.
You're in a mud bath.
Of course I would have loved to have seen the Beatles, but...
But even though
it's not going to be one of my three concerts.
I wanted to see the Beatles when they were smoking pot, dropping acid. I wanted to see that Beatles live. What's wrong with this fucking world that Keith Richards is walking around and Axl Rose is performing in the wheelchair? What's wrong with this
Prince
fucking
is dead.
World?
Yeah. Well, that'll be the next.
Yeah, Prince and Bowie are dead.
Rock and roll as an informative medium, as a source of information.